This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are here. How'd you sleep last night? You may go, Kevin, why are you asking us how we slept? I'm asking you because Donald Trump, they said it in Israel, they're sleeping in a hotel that is hardened to such a degree that it can take direct bombs. I mean, we now live in a world where Donald Trump, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, has to sleep in a place that is hardened so that he and his family are not at risk. Anyway, glad you guys are here. You know what's funny? I'm watching President Trump and his family and his administration go around the world. They're stopping in, I believe, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the some sea there. Is it the Dead Sea? No, the Holy Sea. And it's just amazing to see what I consider to be political genius at play. See, Donald Trump doesn't waste taxpayer money. His trips are not boondoggles. Now, if you don't know what a boondoggle is, that's what we call in capitalism, in the world of you know, business, a trip that you get on because you know you're not going to do very much, but it's like a little vacation. You probably take your significant other, your wife or your husband, because it's 2 hours in a session and the rest of the time is yours. And it's a way of paying back good employees and things like this. But it's a boondoggle. There's not a whole lot that's going to get done. When they tell you, yeah, we're going to have our convention in Vegas. We're going to get so much accomplished. Yeah, at the gambling tables, you know, in the casino, they're not going to get anything. Come on. Be honest. You have your convention in Vegas. You know what's going to happen. People are just going to party like rock stars. And then, of course, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But Trump doesn't do that. He sees the world as a tax, you know, these types of things cost taxpayers money. Now, his predecessor is very different. Barack Obama and Trump couldn't be more different in that regard, but that's the difference between a successful billionaire businessman and a failed community organizer. So, Trump's international trip, his first one as president, is about opportunity. Now, what's he going to do? Because people are going, what could he possibly do in his first trip? Whatever. Let me tell you. Donald Trump has traveled the world. Barack Obama was so happy to become president so he could get to travel the world and build up his resume of nothingness that he couldn't see straight. Donald Trump, been there, freaking done that. Nothing. There's no place you're going to send him that he's going to go, wow. He's probably been there to negotiate something. It's not even a big... I said the other day, Donald Trump could call a meeting with a president of a country, and they'll take the meeting. Because Trump, they want to know what he's about. It's not that he's the richest guy in the world. It's that they know, hey, this is significant. Barack Obama, prior to becoming president, couldn't get a meeting with heads of state, and when he did, it was a waste of time. So Trump sees these trips as opportunities. He takes the people who need to go. There is no baggage. You know, like we get all these congressmen, they run over to Iraq. They run, I was with the troops. They run over to some country, the Italy, because they want to take the family and spend, you know, $250,000 of your tax-paying dollars because they want to. It's a boondoggle. Oh, I went over to see how Italy does things and how it could impact the economy of Missouri. What are you going to do? You going to bring in more olive oil? So it's a boondoggle. And that's what Congress is used to. Donald Trump is going No, we don't need boondoggles. Let me tell you, Tillerson, there's no place in the world you're going to take Tillerson that he's going to be impressed. He was the CEO of ExxonMobil. None of those people that are on his staff are going to be starstruck by anything they run into. So here's Donald Trump, first meeting, first trip abroad as president. He's going to do one thing first, establish that America's the greatest country in the world. We're not awed by you. And I already talked about Melania comes down the plane. She's not veiled. You're going to shake my wife's hand, which the president, the king of Saudi Arabia did. And then the negotiations began. So that was the first thing. Secondly, and I already said it, he's there to negotiate. Now, if you don't think that Donald Trump's front team was ready to go, you don't know this man. He prepped. He had everything he needed for this deal, for everything that was going to happen. Now, I want you to remember, it was a very acrimonious presidential campaign where one of the sons of the king of Saudi was taunting Donald Trump, taunting him. You know, he's worthless. He's this, he's that. Trump, everybody talked about Trump's temperament. They also talked about what? The fact that he was supposedly xenophobic. He hates Muslims. So what's he do? First trip. Let's go to Saudi Arabia. They're a pseudo partner. Let's see what they're about. Don't you love that? Just the fact that he says, let's go check out one of our partners. And he goes there on his own terms, and he didn't bow. Shook the Saudi king's hand, and they started walking off to go do what they do. Melania, with her gorgeous self, went out and met with women and did her part as representative of the country, as first lady. And then we got down to business. And that's what I want to talk about partially today. I'm going to save it for the next segment because we have a ton to talk about. We really do. Comey, he's testifying. And over, you know, we talked the other day. Well, lots happened over the weekend, and we talked on Monday about a few things. But and I'm not going to cover, go back and cover any of that stuff. But I just want to tell you, there's so many things and nuances now that are about to happen. You're about to watch the news cycle change dramatically. See, Trump's already gotten domestic fixed. We realize it. The left know it. They just don't want to say it. But he's already taken care of that. Now he's on the world stage. And the first thing they said was, boy, he got a really good reception in Saudi Arabia. What's up with that? Well, let me tell you. They know strength when they see it. That's what Barack Obama didn't have. So there's going to be a lot of nuances that come up in the next few weeks, folks. I'm anxious to talk about it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Here's how you can reach us, besides what I just said, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. And I really appreciate the kind words many of you send each and every day. When the show broadcasts, because it really gives us a very good feeling. And I'll tell you, radio's strange, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail on it, but it's strange because we put so much effort into it, and I tell my team all the time, if you guys don't feel like you're getting out of it what you need, I'll dump it. Now, I don't mean to alarm the people that listen to the show, but the fact of the matter is I will dump it because, you know what, it's a lot of time. We have a lot of people on payroll for radio, and it's one of the areas where, you know, the industry changes really quickly, and not going to get you a lot of inside baseball, but it makes it difficult to do this job. It really does. You keep us doing it. So when you send these messages, it's a lifeline for us in many ways. If we were to dump the show, it wouldn't be because we're giving up. It's because we have better things to do with our time. We're going to still be out there saving the world. I think having a broadcast medium is the best way to do it. But it's up to you guys to make that happen. And I'm no longer going to put this on my shoulders and, oh, we're going to do this and do that. You know, as much as we love doing it, we don't have the staff. I would love to tell you, oh, yeah, man, we got plenty of staff. We working hard, blah, blah, blah. We do what we can. And you know what? There's been so much more disappointment in it. If we didn't have the type of tenacity that we had, we probably would have given up a long time ago. So it isn't doomsday for us. I don't want to imply that at all. But I've got a finite amount of time before I'm going to do this because I've got, you know, other obligations that I could use back, you know, 7 to 8 hours a day is like a reprieve from the warden, you know. So you guys got to help us out. If you want to hear the show or the show to be promoted, figure out, you know, I don't know. There are people out there that have forgotten more in radio than I know. Jump on the team. We'd love to have you. Anyway, I was talking about Donald Trump's trip to Saudi Arabia and elsewhere, and the fact that we are now exporting American greatness again. We have a billionaire, successful billionaire businessman who's now going around the world talking about America from a different perspective, not apologizing for us. In fact, telling people, you've taken advantage of us long enough, and now it's time for us to get ours. And we're still going to be there for you. We're going to be a great world partner, but you're going to treat us differently, and you're going to respect us. And as I said, the Saudis knew. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton assured them that they were not going, that they would be the leaders, that Hillary would be the leader, Barack would run off and do OFA, and everybody would be fine. He'd set up his big fat Obama Foundation and do the same thing Hillary did, and she'd keep him out of jail, keep the Justice Department off of him, and it carved up the world. And the Saudis had donated a mountain of money to the Clinton Foundation to make sure that happened. And so did lots of other countries. And Donald Trump upended it. And suddenly, he's the guy. So the Saudis could no longer tout this thing of, oh, well, we can be cocky about how we deal with Donald Trump and talk smack about him during the campaign. Because let me tell you, they rolled out the red carpet for the man when he got there. King met him at the airport. And as I said, shook hands with him, shook hands with Melania. They went off to do their deal. But then we got down to business. Because Trump wasn't there for some glad handing. Hey, good to meet you guys. Hey, I'm so happy to be here. I've never been to Saudi Arabia. He's been all over the world. Saudi Arabia, there's nothing in Saudi Arabia that Donald Trump is going to go, wow, that's so awesome. So, Adel Al-Jabir was complimentary of the Trump administration. He actually expressed a hopeful sentiment of working with the Trump administration after 8 years of working with President Obama. So they have these meetings, Rex Tillerson involved. We get a $110 billion purchase of American arms by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Now, what I would love for you to do right now, if you were smart, you'd say, I'm going to go find out who got these contracts or who'll get them. Now I'm going to go put some money in them. Because that's what Donald Trump did. He got a $110 billion purchase of American arms. Here's what he says. That was a tremendous day. Tremendous investment in the United States. Hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in the United States. Jobs, jobs, jobs. The agreement commits Saudi Arabia to buying military equipment from the U.S. But it also commits Saudi Arabia to hire American companies to build the equipment in Saudi Arabia. This is according to Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohen. Now, what does that mean? We got Americans that are going to be working in Muslim countries, building the equipment, and it's a chance for interaction between our cultures. And that, to me, is always a good thing. So it also means that tanks, helicopters for border security, ships for coastal security, intelligence gathering aircraft, a missile defense radar system, and cybersecurity tools are all part of this deal. Now, I want you to just think about, what did Barack Obama accomplish when he was working with the Saudis? Here's what they wrote about this, The Guardian. Since 2010, the Obama administration authorized a record $600 billion in U.S. military sales to Saudi Arabia. Since then, the administration concluded deals for nearly $48 billion in weapon sales, triple the $16 billion in sales under George W. Bush. $60 billion over whatever number of years. So President Trump, in one swoop, has already eclipsed what Barack Obama was able to do in multiple years, and they say that this deal is worth over $350 billion when you look at the extended time frame, etc. And it is, here's what's funny. The Saudi foreign minister said something that I found very interesting, folks. Here's what he said. We will truly have drowned out the voices of extremism. We will have drained the swamps in which extremism and terrorism emanates. That's what he said. He used Trump language in the beginning of his speech. They write this. This arms deal solidifies a long-standing relationship with Saudi Arabia, that remains the largest energy producer in the world. The long-term impact of the deal spans over a decade and will total $350 billion. Here's what the White House said about the deal. Package of defense equipment and services support the long-term security of Saudi Arabia and the Gulf region in the face of Iranian threats, while also bolstering the kingdom's ability to contribute to counterterrorism operations across the region, reducing the burden on the U.S. military to conduct those operations. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen with counterterrorism. You've already heard me say it. Donald Trump has done more for counterterrorism than Barack Obama, George Bush, and all the others combined. When we come back, I'm going to wrap it up and tell you exactly what this means in terms of how Donald Trump has done more to curb terrorism in the world than any other president.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I was talking about the terror and Donald Trump doing more to thwart terror and with this deal in Saudi Arabia, what it says. So let's analyze it. And I'm going to jump off of it here because I want to move on to some other topics. But here's the thing. Donald Trump, first trip out of the country, goes to Saudi Arabia, goes to a Muslim country, says, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to come on your turf and talk about what we need to do together. Then he negotiates the biggest deal in the history of our country, $110 billion, $350 billion over 10 years. It's already starting, and most of the gear is to counter terrorism. So they're going to get our, some old versions of our equipment where we spy on terrorism and what have you. And he says, look, guys, we're going to protect you. We're going to make sure you have your gear. But here's the deal. In order to get to our economy, because let me tell you, the kingdom is losing its oil. It's the largest oil producer in the world right now. But they know they've only got a certain amount of time and it's done. They also know that we can cut them off at the knees because we have pretty big oil reserves ourselves. So if Trump wants to make a statement, he could make it. But he's saying, you know what, we're going to play ball. You need an economy. We're not going to destroy it. But here's the deal. You better make doggone sure that no terrorism, that it's not around the world. You're going to do your part to shut down ISIS. You're going to make sure that our terror cells dry up. I don't care how it gets done, it's going to get done. That move by itself means these guys are going to open up in ways Barack Obama never would. Nobody was working with Obama. You want to know why ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call it, Daesh, all these guys are expanding all over the world? It's because of Barack Obama. They are about to start folding up shop. Everything that Donald Trump is doing right now has to do with getting rid of ISIS. What did he say he was going to do? Eradicate him from the face of the earth. So you watch what happens. Over the next few weeks, the next few months, you're going to start to see less and less and less of Muslim terror. In the next 4 years, it's going to go down, not up. Now, it might surge for a little bit as they try to, do whatever they do. I'm telling you right now, you're witnessing the first foray into making that happen. I looked at the things that they were selling the Saudi Arabian government. And I was like, wow, Trump is telling them, you're going to put in the infrastructure. We're going to work together to make sure this happens, but we're going to make a safe world. And you want to know why? Because you want access to our stuff. The only way those people survive, look at the United Arab Emirates or Dubai. Beautiful places. They got gold coming in. They got all this stuff coming in. If the United States stops doing business with them, they die. If the United States starts pumping its own oil, getting to our big reserves, these people, their economies collapse. And that would, I'm telling you, it would be absolute anarchy over there, and it would be crazy. That's the only thing that's keeping them stable, is the fact that Donald Trump knows that, and he will not destabilize them. But we could, and they know it. And we want more clients. We want customers. That's why the deal of $350 billion over 10 years was important to the Saudis, because they're going, whoo, for 10 years we can breathe. They're going to honor their commitments on this gear. So, you know, as long as we keep making purchases and they see us as a good client, they'll let us do stuff. People can look at this any way they want. I'm telling you, that's what's going on. So, tremendous day, Donald Trump said. Tremendous day. And I scoff at the idea of who hates whom in the world. I remember when you go to watch these prison shows, I was going to say when you go to prison, but I've never been. But when you watch these prison shows, they talk about the blacks hang with the blacks, the Aryans hang with the Aryans. If you're a white guy, you become an Aryan. You become I hate blacks. The Hispanics hang with the Hispanics. They separate between North and South. And none of these guys meet. But you know where they meet? When I was watching Oz, I'm giving you my little bit of information. You know where they meet? They meet when it comes to economics. That's where they meet. If the Aryans need to get drugs and the blacks can bring them in, then they go make a deal. So, yeah, we got our ideologies. We hate the blacks and the blacks hate the whites or whatever. But when it came to the economics of things, everybody got along. You want to know where it worked as well? In America, blacks had their neighborhoods, whites had their neighborhoods. You know when whites came over gladly to talk to blacks? When they were doing business with blacks. They were happy to do it then. Didn't matter what they thought. That money was green. So that's the way this is going to be looked at. Now, what Trump will be smart to do is to say, look, I'm not just going to let you, we're not just going to do business together. We're going to culturally agree that we're okay with each other. And Obama changed Islam, changed America to say Islam's okay. You watch what Trump does to Saudi Arabia and UAE and all these other places and say, you're going to accept Christianity. You're going to accept the American way of life because it's not going to be a one-way street. I don't know how you feel about that. I feel energized by that. I am sick of every time we turn around, these people are constantly trying to get us to change our way of life to fit somebody else, but there's no strings attached to any of these Arab countries. Yemen doesn't have to accept Christians. Can't bring in Bibles. Saudi Arabia, you name it. Name your country. They have restrictions on us. The only thing we can do is be mansurgents and prostitutes to them. That's it. That's a one-way street. And that's a street that none of us are ready to go down any longer. I never went down it. But as a country, we're not going to go down this road. So this is what's happening overseas. And when Trump gets to Israel, you're going to get more news. I don't know what it's going to be. But you can bet the Israeli people are going to be so happy that Donald Trump came to visit, that whatever comes out of it is going to strengthen Israel. In fact, the Saudi, I didn't even want to talk about this more this segment, but I'm going to. The Saudi guy said, you know what? It's good that we're talking about Islam, the Jewish people, as well as Christianity. We're covering the bases. And that makes for a better world. Now, I don't believe what these people say, because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't personally, you know, I know that they will, they'll use trickery in order to do things, but I know that they can't do anything right now with us because we're weeding them out of the government, and America's changing its views now on, I'm not saying, you know, I've never hated Muslims. I went to school with some. They were very nice to me. And, you know, I sympathize with any plight of any peoples that have that many folks on the run, which these guys have like 60 plus million people, the most in any time in history, mostly from Muslim countries. So I sympathize with them. But I'm not going to believe them until more things begin to happen. When we have cleaned up America, at least for the next decade. I don't want to leave this earth feeling like I left with that part of it undone. I'm fighting till my last breath. Absolutely am. Speaking of which, last breath. So over the weekend, I was sitting in a location with my family, and I get a text from my aunt. And she called me and said my uncle had gone into hospice. And had gone to the hospital, and they were trying to do something. I'm not sure if they were. I think they were doing dialysis, trying to do dialysis on him. And his heart kept getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and it got down to 5%. So they had to take him off the machine. I guess, you know, the doctors saw the code or whatever they needed to see him. Went, okay, we got to take him off. So they take him off, and he says, look, I'm getting too weak. So they finally told him, look, if we can't give you dialysis, you're going to die because we can't clean your blood. And he says, well, then I want to go home. So they send him home. So my aunt calls me. She says, hey, I just want to let you know that your Uncle Ray is at home, but he's in hospice. And he probably has about, you know, 3 to 6 months. So we're going to the Indy 500. And I said, okay, great. It works out that, you know, I'll be there to see him. You know, and he brought me back together with my family because I was estranged from my dad and that whole side of my family. I didn't meet them until very late in life. And so met them. He keeps it all together. You know, hey, we're doing this, the family's doing that, family doing this, that, and the other. So long story short, got a call yesterday saying that he passed away. So I'm dedicating this show to my Uncle Ray. He was an interesting guy. And I was a bit of the historian for me about that side of the family, and I definitely will miss him.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-3369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Gotta tell you, gotta start this way by telling you, well, I was doing a writer's prep meeting the other day, and it's funny, when you do these types of meetings, you see what's out there, because all the writers have a responsibility to go do their research, and they come to this editorial meeting, and we talk about the stories. And so the stories will be, yeah, Kevin, this crazy professor wants to kill Trump. Yeah, Kevin, this crazy student has said white people are bad. Yeah, Kevin, the school, some university has issued a thing that says that white people, they're going to teach a class about how bad white people are. and so on and so forth. Or you'll get, hey, yeah, the left are saying that Trump, you know, has something to do with the Russians, the Russian, this, that, and the other. And I'm going, guys, this is the noise. This is the noise. I know why you come to this radio show sometimes. I mean, I think I do. It's the noise. I could do those stories day in and day out, and sometimes you need them as a reminder of the left. But holy cow, how many times can I tell you Wackademia hates us? They don't teach our kids anything. It is an indoctrination system. It is not an education system. It's a miseducation system. What else could we say? Right? That's what I get into, is like, enough is enough. It's our job to parse through all this stuff. So I'll give you some examples. I talked about Donald Trump going over to the Middle East, and the what's happening. I want us to go a couple, you know, weeks, maybe a couple months into the news cycle. Let's remember what we were talking about 2-3 months ago. Anybody remember? Taxes. Donald Trump's taxes and the Russians. Now, it's gone from, taxes is gone temporarily. Now we've got the Russians, and we've got impeachment. That's what they're talking about. Now you've got people, Elijah Cummings said, don't mention impeachment. Nancy Pelosi says, we can't go impeachment, but we're still got the Russians. So, what's happened? Donald Trump's now in the Middle East. We're talking about the Middle East, and you know what they said? He bowed. He bowed to get a medal put around his neck, and they're going, Donald Trump bowed. Really? Donald Trump bowed to the Saudi king because the dude is short, and it was so he could put the top civilian medal around the neck of Donald Trump. Now, I want you to stop for just a moment and hear what I just told you. The Saudis, Arabs, just gave Donald Trump the highest award that they give to a civilian. Now, what has Donald Trump done to earn this award? Has anybody got any ideas around this? Because I don't. Well, actually, I do. And I haven't researched to know if they gave this award to Barack Obama, but I'll tell you something. Before I get into the answer, if the left want us to believe that Donald Trump is so hated in the Middle East, why are they rolling out the red carpet for him? Why are they giving him their highest civilian award? Do you think that they believe Trump is a racist? Of course not. Trump has properties in Arab countries. He's dealt with these people. They know it's a lie. I told you what they said of Trump when he came over. All the different things. They're using Trumpology, Trump terminology, in describing draining the swamp and working at getting a better relationship with the United States. So I want you to fast forward again. I want you to go with me, as I said, couple of months ahead. Do you think we're still going to be talking about the Russians? Donald Trump has no ties to the Russians. The left knows, they know this. They've got their special counsel. Go for it. And what does Donald Trump do? He ignores them. Somebody asked me on my team, they were like, Kevin, what do you think is happening? I go, Donald Trump's doing what executives do. You don't pay attention to noise. It's a big deal. No, it isn't. It's being made into a big deal. And his acknowledging it would only give it credence. So you move on. Let the minions fight it out. They got their counsel. Let them have at it. That's what an innocent man does. And that's a problem for the left. And they interviewed Marco Rubio, and they said, well, what do you think about this? And Marco Rubio, I thought, was spot on in many of his observations where he said, look, you're all speculation. Do we have that clip? We don't have it. That's okay. So what Rubio essentially said was, look, I'll respond, but I want information. He goes, you guys are out there, he didn't say this to the press, but he's effectively implying, you're out there reporting on whatever you want to report on. It's nonsense. I'm going to report on facts. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to call Comey in. He's going to tell us what he said. He's going to provide any memos. And we will have actual information, because we're not going to speculate. Because, Jake Tapper's essentially said, oh, we do have it. We do have that clip, right? Okay, thanks.
if you come to the conclusion that President Trump fired James Comey because he wanted to relieve the pressure of the FBI investigation into his campaign team, would that disturb you? Would that be obstruction of justice?
Well, again, I think, let me say it this way. If any president tries to impede an investigation, any president, no matter who it is, by interfering with the FBI, yes, that would be problematic. It would be not just problematic, it would be, you know, obviously a potential obstruction of justice that people have to make a decision on, any president. That said, we don't know if that's what's happened here, and we can't make that decision, and I'm certainly going to not make pronouncements at that level of magnitude solely on the basis of what an anonymous source told the press. I am not disputing the press accounts, but I am also not going to accept them, especially being in the position that I'm in, where we're going to have access to Director Comey, hopefully to the notes, and to all sorts of other information that will give us true, complete insight into all of this.
In other words, I'm not going to be baited into your silly question. What a silly question. If all that's the case, well, what? Of course it's going to be obstruction. What it implies is that it is the case. Jay Tapper knows this. It's just human.
We don't know for sure, but however, it could be.
You know, really? Okay, well, and I could be a Martian, you know? Oh, my gosh. Stuff like that bugs me. It really does. And so Rubio answered that correctly. And as you guys know, I'm transferring you forward or whatever, teleporting. We're teleporting because I want you to really think about this. I want you to think about where these stories go. Trump was a misogynist. He was anti-Mexican, xenophobic. He was a racist to blacks. And little by little, these little stories just start to disappear. He just flicks them off like a lint, piece of lint on a suit, on a polyester suit, not a wool suit. And eventually we end up with nothing. And so the Russian thing is going to go nowhere. And here's what's going to happen. Trump goes from location to location. Foreign policy success after foreign policy success. For those of you who haven't realized it, our domestic policy is in such good hands that Donald Trump is actually ready to go move offshore. And I told you guys earlier, this trip is not a boon. This trip is a trip that says, let me go survey the land. I want to go look at the landscape. And when I come back, we're going to build a plan, and I'm going to go piece by piece, and I'm going to, take away the fabric of such and such until we have crafted what we want to make this new America into. I couldn't be more excited. Now, should we get into the Denzel Washington thing? I was thinking about that. Let's do that, because I don't think it stands on its own, but Denzel made an interesting comment that I think is worthy of you guys hearing.
There's been a lot of buzz about the fake news. You were the subject of a fake news story.
Oh, yeah, what'd they say? I was running for president. No, I voted. No, what'd they say?
You switched your support.
I switched, yeah.
What do you make of all of the fake news? Did it affect you?
If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed.
What do you do?
That's a great question. What is the long-term effect of too much information? One of the effects is the need to be first, not even to be true anymore. So what a responsibility you all have to tell the truth, not just to be first, but to tell the truth. We live in a society now where it's just first. Who cares? Get it out there. We don't care who it hurts. We don't care who we destroy. We don't care if it's true. Just say it. Sell it. Anything you practice, you'll get good at. Including BS.
Holy cow, man. I swear, every time Denzel talks politics, I stop and I listen. He just has it down. Here's a guy that understands that. We had another clip of Denzel Washington where he said, look, don't get it twisted, Hollywood. You're not that smart. You're not that great. Don't get too caught up in who you are. I got to meet this guy. I'm going to meet Denzel Washington, and because I'm telling you, we are cut from the same cloth.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.